All right, here we go. Yes, it's time now for more trivia. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Rod Stutson. We brought in the best today. We spared no expense. We decided to get the best trivia.
No expense is correct.
Trivia Meister, the Trivia Meister to end all Trivia Meisters.
It's a labor of love for us all.
Freddie Kuiger.
No, I mean WCHL.
Say that one more time.
WCHL.
Thank you. I was beginning what radio station I was working at. You know? It's a lot of fun. And,
well, we have good time.
Freddie makes an exorbitant amount of money
into Steve Farmer.
Oh, yeah?
At McAllister's a couple days ago.
Uh-huh.
Who was talking about trivia and saying how much fun he had listening to us. That's good. That was nice.
But, Steve, you don't call. Steve, you got to call if you know the answer to the question.
Like Blondie, call me.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, maybe
call
we'll,
me.
Maybe we'll throw him a UNC School of Admissions question.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that'll
be. Well, you know what? And Steve could possibly get this. Today we're doing printed works.
Okay.
Printed or published works.
We got a lot of famous people who called in and answered these questions sometimes.
Well, I know. We should make like a correct answer guest list.
Mm-hmm.
The following people have answered correctly.
Yeah, I have to do a little research because I can't remember them all, but, from time to time we hear from just about everybody.
Well, here we are. You ready for this?
Yes, absolutely.
Printed works. Here we go. Tomorrow, the 29th of April, will mark the 162nd anniversary of the publication of Dr. Peter Mark Roget, who was the founder of the University of Manchester School of Medicine.
Uh-huh.
But in his work, 15,000 words, what do we call his still-used reference work today?
Peter Roget?
Yes, that's right there is a huge hint.
Okay, yeah.
Dr. Peter Mark Roget, who was the founder of the University of Manchester School of Medicine, and tomorrow is the 162th anniversary of his publication, and included 15,000 words.
Mm-hmm.
What do we call this still-used reference work?
All right.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Yo Pop Frozen Yogurt. It's half off. $10 worth of frozen yogurt and toppings available now for $5. Yo Pop's mission is to serve customers with healthy alternatives to ice cream and frozen custard. Frozen yogurt is made with the highest quality ingredients with natural sweetener. That's why this product is low in calories and fat, high in calcium and protein, and aids in digestion. And it's delicious. It's half off from Yo Pop. It's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Freddie, you're asking a question about something that was started by a guy named Peter
Mark Roget.
It would have to be Roget's Thesaurus.
That's it!
Yeah. Just a guess.
Well, it was a pretty big hint, but that's okay.
Yeah, it was.
Is there a synonym for a thesaurus?
Good question. You almost had me there for a minute.
But I was just thinking about that for a second.
I don't know.
But yes, that is it. Of course, particularly if you're a writer or, working on a paper or what have you, Roget's is incredibly important, very useful resource.
Absolutely, yeah. As a matter of fact, when Freddie was growing up, they used to call him Roget because he had such an outstanding command of the English language at such a young age.
Yes.
And if you believe that, we have some swamp land just south of Pittsburgh that we'd love to see.
Yep, and a bridge in Brooklyn.
All right. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow for Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yes.